relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Definition of woman? No, I can't. Why not? You're a judge. You're a federal judge. And you've been nominated to the highest court in the land because you are a black woman. The insanity. Could you imagine if that were a hearing just a few years ago? Let's unpack it all and let's talk about what we do in response to the insanity with somebody who's become a good friend of this show. She's a true patriot. Her name is Morgan Zegers. She is the founder of Young Americans Against Socialism and... I don't know if I can say it yet, but I'm gonna. The newest member of the Salem podcast faculty. Morgan, welcome to One on One.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We have so much to discuss today, not just your new podcast, but your new series of The Testimony. We will discuss all of that. Let's start with what we're witnessing in D.C., what we're witnessing across the nation with Will Thomas, the fake female high school swimming athlete, then Judge Ketanji Brown saying, woman? Of course I can't define what a woman is. You're not of my generation, but I presume you think as well as I do that this is sheer lunacy.
I absolutely do. And I actually, first of all, thanks for having me on again. I haven't seen you since this most recent thing happened to me, but I got invited to speak at Colorado School of Mines. And I was invited to speak about history because I'm known for caring about things like communism and our America's founding. And I arrived to campus and there's all these posters, Sebastian, of human rights activism. And there was 40 students out there protesting me for being a transphobe and a misogynist. And I found out it was because I did a few videos on women's sports and on the differences between a man and a woman. And I even dared to cover the story of the ninth grader that was raped in a school bathroom, a girl's bathroom, by a boy in a skirt. And so to see that and to have them call me a woman, a misogynist, which the definition of that is to hate and hurt women, it was pretty crazy. And like you said, it's lunacy. So I think it's more important than ever for both men and women with common sense, with sanity in their brains, to just address the basic scientific facts. And that is that men and women are different. And I think when we don't address that, it really hurts women and it hurts our society.
Hang on a second. The Colorado College or University of Mines? I would presume if you're mining, then the truth, science, engineering, the load-bearing capacity of a girder and a beam in a mine, these things are pretty objective and non-negotiable. How are you as a diminutive American woman accused of being a misogynist at the Colorado University of Mining?
Well, it's this whole thing, right? I mean, they care about gender inequality and they care about women's rights, but then at the same time, they tell us that gender is a social construct and that there isn't a woman or a man and they can't even define a woman. So none of it really makes sense, at least for the liberals and the left. For me, they tell me and they tell a lot of my conservative female friends that we are problematic because our conservative views are hurting women. And so that makes us misogynist, even though we are women, which is just trying to, you know, try and follow along with me here.
But, so then, but swimming as a man against women and destroying their futures, that's not hurtful to women, right, Morgan?
Oh, of course not. I mean, we don't deserve fairness and competition. So it turns out that these students, it turns out the actual group that was there to protest me, guess what they were? They were the female engineering club at the campus. And so the women that are supposed to be very educated in science and very for, I would say, women's empowerment, saw a female speaker coming and who had defended women's sports, defended fairness for women and women's equality, like I always do, and they decided to protest me. Not only to protest me, but they wanted my presence removed from campus. So this stuff is just disgusting once you start looking into it. They really don't care about protecting women. They just want to promote anybody who promotes their own agenda. And yeah. I don't do that.
Yeah, it's tolerance for those who agree with them. We're talking to Morgan Zegers, the founder of the Young Americans Against Socialism. She has a rather superb social media presence. Follow her at Morgan Zegers, that's Z-E-G-E-R-S. Everything from handicrafts to the truth about communism to what your daily carry should be when it comes to concealed carry weapons. Morgan Zegers is right there for you. However, I'm going to do something very indiscreet and impolitic. How young are you, Morgan?
I'm 25 now.
25. So here's the real conundrum. It's easy for me. My parents were persecuted under a communist regime. My father was liberated from a communist political prison. How does a 25-year-old born in America end up being as anti-communist? Some who have listened have heard your story before, but it was a long time ago. So share with us your incredible college story lit the fuse.
Yeah, so I went to American University in Washington, D.C., and my roommate was a communist with a poster of Mao Zedong, Lenin, Stalin, Karl Marx, and Fidel Castro on her wall. And as she has these mass murderers and dictators on the wall, she was telling me that her ideas, the similar ideas to the men on the poster, they were going to end poverty in America and uplift the working class and bring progress and all the usual talking points. And something in my brain just didn't compute. And not only that, I mean, I knew that that didn't add up, but I just didn't know what to say to her. And so that really sent me on a mission to help young people in America that understand at the core that, you know, these guys were really bad mass murderers and dictators, but we just don't know what to say to our peers that are falling for it. I want to help equip them with the truth and equip them with the way to have a conversation that could change a heart and mind. Because what really inspires me, there's this Michigan State University study that said the best way to change a young person's opinion with an opposing viewpoint is actually hearing it from a peer, not from a parent or a professor. So we really like to use that concept of peer rationale to reach as many young people as possible.
Yeah, and the way you told it before is that she had this poster of, you know, welcome to the party with the world's greatest mass murderers on the left, including Mao, who killed tens of millions of Chinese. And when she said she said, I'm a communist, you were kind of dumbstruck. You knew it was wrong, but you didn't know what to say. So was that the point at which you said, okay, it's time for me to educate myself so I have something to say in response? Walk us through what happened afterwards.
Well, yeah. So my dad is a colonel in the military. He served in Iraq, Operation Iraqi Freedom. He was there on the scene of 9/11, the day after cleaning up. And I was raised in a proud military family. We love history. We always watch History Channel together. And so you would think at least that I would know what to say if I met a communist with mass murderers and dictators on the wall. But I didn't. And it was a really embarrassing moment for me because you'd think I'd be able to at least defend my basic values. And so understanding now that 70% of young Americans would currently vote for a socialist and are falling for these ideas like my roommate made me realize that it's not just me that's going to get confronted and not know what to say, but so many of my peers. And so that really encouraged me to look into it. The more I looked into it, the more I was shocked because the behavior and the tactics used by the American left today is consistent and repeated with the patterns used by radical leftists throughout history. So understanding what happened in previous countries not only gives us better awareness and knowledge, but helps us fight back with what we're dealing with today.
And where did you create your organization to fight socialism, and what mission did you create it with?
So I started a nonprofit called Young Americans Against Socialism, and I started this in 2019, so way before COVID, and we would travel and do little short interviews, like 5-minute interviews, and we would interview people that escaped communism and socialism. So our first video is about 5 minutes. It interviewed a man who windsurfed from Cuba to the Florida Keys, and so that got 25 million views, and ever since then, we've been grassroots fundraising and trying to get the support that we needed to do proper productions where we can document and archive these stories so that the left can't erase them. Because that's what they're doing these days in America. They're preventing this information from being spread in the public education classrooms, and they are preventing it with mainstream media propaganda. And pop culture is pushing a pro-socialism, pro-communism, pro-Che Guevara-style socialism onto our youth. And so we want to fight back by making sure we're telling as many of these stories and documenting them as possible. So we're actually filming that first series right now, where each episode is over an hour. It's a long form discussion, and we're trying to interview as many people as possible. So you can go to fightsocialism.org if you want to help us and support us, if you want to subscribe to our channels where the episodes will live, or if you want to donate, we would love that.
It's perhaps one of the most powerful things we can do to turn that love of communism around amongst the youngest in America. It's to tell those horrific stories of those who've escaped communism. It's called The Testimony. You can watch it on YouTube, but go right now to fightsocialism.org. If you enjoy our one-on-one interviews as much as we love actually compiling them, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Go to Spotify, go to your favorite platform, look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe. It's free. Write us a little review. Yes, it helps. And share the links with everybody you know so that we can win this war for the truth. If you haven't done so already, be sure to register for our Stand With Israel tour later this year for 10 days, November 30th to December 9th. We are going to the Holy Land. You don't want to miss it. I'll be joined by my superb Salem colleague, Dinesh D'Souza, and his lovely wife, Debbie. We'll be going to all the places you've read about, from the shores of the Sea of Galilee to the ancient city of Jerusalem to the Garden of Gethsemane. You know you want to be there with us, even if you have been before. You haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your places today for the trip of a lifetime. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Standwithisraeltour.com. You won't regret it. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code GORKA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code GORKA. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code GORKA. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Morgan, let's talk about the way you affect change amongst those who believe that the deadliest ideology known to man, that took more than 100 million lives in the last century, is a good thing. First, let's diagnose the situation. You're of that generation. Can you help us understand? I know it's, you know, part of it is ignorance, but can you help us understand why more than 60% of those polled in your age group say, yeah, I'd like to see a socialist or communist America? What do they believe that is, and who has indoctrinated them?
Of course, and thank you for this, because it's the most important question. If we don't understand what we're up against and the true facts of it, then we're never going to be effective with our communication. And so effective communication is the most important thing. I mentioned earlier that basic concept from the Michigan State University study of peer rationale being the most effective way. So we take that, but we have to understand who we're even communicating to. If you look at these numbers of 70% of my generation want socialism over capitalism or would vote for a socialist, you have to understand that most of that group does not understand what it means to seize the means of production, to have the government
hang on. You're using very technical terminology right now. So she's using the actual Marxist technical phraseology that to create socialism, which is the way station, which is the penultimate form of government prior to communism, the party, the revolutionaries, the true communists have to seize the means of production, which is the stuff, the factories, the things that make wealth, have to be taken over by the party or the state. Sorry, not everybody's done there. You know, Karl Marx 101. So you're talking about a generation that has never heard of that phrase, correct?
Exactly. And so to seize the means of production, to nationalize industry, and what I say is to take power away from the people and put it into the hands of the government, specifically with the economy, that is socialism. The people no longer have power. And so when you do that, it's very, very bad. Unfortunately, most people that say they want socialism have no idea that that's what they want. But here's the thing. There is a small, minute, but growing group in America of actual socialists, actual economic socialists and communists that do intend to do so. What they do is they understand our generation has no idea what that means, but they're going to push forward and use them as useful idiots. And so they tell my generation, oh no, our democratic socialism will just look more like something in Nordic Europe, where they have the government help the people and are helping the people with services and goods, and they help them with welfare programs. When in reality, Nordic Europe has private economy. It has a capitalist economy, and they have huge welfare programs. There's a major difference, and when I communicate with my peers, that is really the number one thing to talk to them about, is the difference between a Venezuelan socialist economy and the economy of Nordic Europe. They're two completely different conversations, and they're being lied to right now. Now, this is what every socialist in history has done, though, call themselves a democratic socialist. Fidel Castro called himself a democratic humanitarian. So once we can start to understand their repeated tactics, it becomes a lot easier to make our generation more aware that they're being lied to and they're being used.
For those who aren't familiar with the actual background, for example, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is a member of Congress, not because she was elected to the Democrat Party. She's actually a member of the Democrat Socialists of America, the DSA. So when Morgan says they're a real socialist, that's not just the crazy people in Chopped, in Seattle, in Portland. They're actually members of Congress like AOC and the Squad. Okay, so that's the socialists who are true socialists. That's the reality of what the ignorant young people believe, that we're creating, you know, Denmark or Norway, despite the fact that we've had the prime minister of one of those countries say to Bernie Sanders at an event at Harvard, no, we're not socialists, and stop calling my country a socialist country. Then tell us, who is it who's misinforming these people? Because it's not, you know, you don't have millions of kids saying, well, you know, communism is really what Sweden looks like. Somebody's telling them that. And who is it, Morgan?
Okay, so this is where it's really convoluted. There's multiple layers. The first problem comes in middle school and high school when the kids are not properly taught about economics or policy. And so instead of it being like a direct propaganda indoctrination camp where they're told socialism, communism, very, very good, capitalism, bad, instead they're more so just taught about the Industrial Revolution. They're taught that capitalism is greed, capitalism is the abuse of the worker, and good government stepped in to help protect people when the Industrial Revolution came up. Then you don't really learn much about socialism and communism. And then you go out, you graduate. All you know is that, ooh, capitalism is greedy. You are not, here's the thing, you are not properly taught that capitalism is the people having economic power. You and me and every other average Joe Schmo out in America, the people having economic and financial power to take care of themselves and to be reliant on themselves only, not the government specifically for life-saving and life-continuing services and goods. So capitalism is really power to the people. You do not learn this in school. So scratch that concept out, that anybody exits the public education system with basic information in their mind. Now, going into that, as they're on social media, they're seeing AOC go on Instagram Live and bake cookies and mix her margaritas like she does, and she just casually talks about, oh my God, those Republicans and conservatives, they're always saying that I'm some evil socialist, but I'm always trying to tell them that no, my socialism is different. So she talks to them on a peer-to-peer level, does things like goes on social media live from her kitchen and cooks with her boyfriend, and she talks about it from a very feel-good, heartwarming way. So these people don't have any ability, young people, they have no red flags go off in their head when they hear her crazy ideas, because to them, they've never even been taught that her language, her tactics are red flag worthy to begin with. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. And that's why you are such a trooper for the truth. The website is fightsocialism.org. You can follow her at Morgan Zegers. That's Z-E-G-E-R-S. And you've got to check out the new season of The Testimony, which I'm absolutely convinced of the fact. I came to this realization a few years ago. It's easy for us to try and educate others, those of us who haven't lived under socialism and communism. But when you actually hear it from somebody who's escaped a gulag in China, somebody who windsurfed across the seas for 60 miles to escape communist Cuba, it's a very, very, very different story. After what we've heard this weekend of the war crimes in Ukraine, dear friends across the nation, I very much would like you to go to sebgorka.com right now. We have a new banner at the top of our website. It is for our brand new partner. It is the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The lives of Ukrainians, especially Ukrainian Jews, have been devastated. Their homes and businesses have been under rocket fire and missile attack, forcing them to seek shelter anywhere and struggling to find food and water. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is flying in from Israel with plane loads of emergency supplies, food, clothing, clean water, and medical supplies. But once they unload those airplanes on the return trip, they fill their planes with Jewish refugees and fly them to their biblical homeland of Israel. It is a beautiful mission, and that's where you come in. Please go to sebgorka.com and support this amazing, amazing operation with just $45 to help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to fund one life-saving round trip of emergency aid for the refugees suffering in Ukraine. Thank you. Thanks to your generous donorship, the fellowship will match every single gift at 100%. So $45 becomes $90. Make a difference today. I'm hoping for 500 listeners to step up by the end of the show. That is sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, and click at the top, the crisis in Ukraine. It's one of the very few things that we can do. God bless every single one of you.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Morgan, can you share with us some of the tips and the tools that have helped you in your mission to educate young Americans beyond introducing them to the stories of those who've escaped and survived communism? What are the angles? What are the modalities? What are the concepts? Because clearly they've been sold a bill of goods that socialism is about equality. It's fairness. How do you dismantle that?
Okay, well, we've covered a few of them. The first one is to just understand that when you see these crazy numbers in the polls that a majority of young people want socialism, understand that there's a big difference between the radicals like AOC who went to college and are fully read on Marx and want to actually try and implement socialism after it's been attempted and failed dozens of times in human history and led to massive suffering. You want to know what I call those people? I call them flat earthers of economics, because they've seen it tried, they've seen it fail, and not only seen it fail, but they've seen the massive suffering. There's no denying the massive suffering of this. They've seen it and they say, I really think we could make it happen this time. I call them flat earthers of economics. And if
let me just unpack that. These are the people, and we've seen this in all generations, who say, well, communism failed in 42 countries, but with different people at the helm in a different country, this time it could work. That's what you're talking about, correct?
Absolutely. So explaining that and understanding that those people, those crazy people, that if they got power, many, many people would suffer and die. It's not funny to just laugh at that. It's very, very serious. And understanding that they are different than the young people who just haven't been taught about this information and would probably be on our side if they were explained the full situation is very important, because you can't look at a young, naive person and say, well, I'm going to ship you off to Cuba if you keep this up. Instead, we should say, you want to know the best way to help people, empower them, and help them become individually self-reliant. The next thing is to stop saying socialism sucks because you only have one option for a deodorant or one option for whatever food that you want. We need to start to understand that socialism is not just bad because, yeah, the options for products are bad and the economy starts to suffer. No, what happens is the economy fails. The government is the only provider of major services and goods that you need to get by, and it's all about control. The problem with socialism is control. So they can start to tell you, you're not going to get XYZ service or good, including healthcare or your employment or your pension or your home, unless you start to comply with our demands. And that's where things get very, very dangerous and deadly. That is what is wrong with socialism. And we learned that during COVID, that the government can actually tell you, you're not going to get XYZ unless you comply. We felt that for the first time in American history, I would say. And it was shocking over the last 3 years. So understanding it's about control, understanding there's different groups, and then this, basically explaining that there's a difference between Nordic European economics and Venezuelan or USSR or Cuban-style socialism and communism is the next one. And the other one I would just say is that this is about power to the people. You hear all these rock songs and all these, you know, hippie music, especially from the 60s and 70s, that act like it was the government or the government and the good guys were fighting against the evil capitalists and the bootlickers, when in reality, bringing power to the people means giving them economic and financial power to take care of themselves. That's what this is all about.
And the goal isn't to magically turn millions of young Americans into raging capitalists. The goal is just to what, plant a seed that they're not so sure of the delightful utopia that is communism?
Yeah, I mean, for how many years now we've been around? We've been around for centuries in America. We've been on one foundation, classical liberalism and capitalism, or I should just say economic independence. Those two concepts used to be the foundation that we stood on and debated each other on over how to best solve our other problems. Now we have this rising faction that completely rejects all of those principles. They're authoritarian, they're totalitarian, and they're socialist. And it's very, very dangerous. So they are not just our opponents on the debate stage. They want to demolish our way of life. And so what I like to say is that I'm sick of hearing conservatives specifically say that I just want to be left alone. Yeah. I don't do politics. We need to do politics in a way that preserves our ability to be left alone. We need to do politics in that way because there's leftists out there, communists, that will destroy our way of life if they get power.
It's not about party politics. It is about freedom. You're listening to Morgan Zegers on America First One-on-One, coming to you from the Relief Factor .com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3 years later. That should be your story. That could be your story. There's only one way to find out. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. So, you're going to see it soon enough, guys. We are super excited. We've had a couple of delays in the deadline, but very soon, maybe next week, maybe the week after, we will be moving into our brand new studios built at a great expense. And up to now, when somebody was a guest in studio, Eric, can you show them the guest seat in here? It's empty now because Morgan's on Skype. We had a very natty handmade wooden flag celebrating the Second Amendment behind our guest because, of course, Friday is Second Amendment Friday, but It's going to be much better in the new studio. Go to the new buffer you created for us today, Eric. This is Eric, who is our video maven in just part of our new studio with my massive 4-foot-high lava lamp standing next to, what is that, a 5-foot flag? It's taller than the person who made it. And that just happens to be Morgan Zegers. Morgan, how big is that flag that your lovely family hand-delivered to our studio?
Oh, it's 5 feet tall, and so am I.
So you could hide behind it, right?
Yeah, that's what we made little PR videos about me making it, and I would pop out.
All right, well, God bless you. Thank you for our amazing gift. You will be seeing that streaming live from my new studio imminently. If you want a flag like that, you don't have to get the biggest one. I'm the only one who has that big flag right now. Go to zegersfreedomflags.shop. We should kind of put in some footage here of her at her, you know, lathe, at her paint shop making these flags. But Morgan, tell us about this story. Why do you make American flags?
Oh, well, when I was in college, I needed a way to pay off my student loans. I don't expect the taxpayers to take on my debt burden. So I worked with my dad. We were at least just kind of like playing around in the workshop, making these flags, and we would donate them to VFW fundraisers for veterans, especially from Vietnam, that had cancer from Agent Orange. And eventually they became so popular, people wanted to buy them. So we realized that if we started a little business and started selling them in the community, we could help pay off my student loans. And eventually it's just grown into a full family business where now my mom, my dad, and I all work in the workshop together. And it's really a blast. I mean, it's an honor. And specifically during this time where I believe we're going through a cultural revolution in this country, where everything that has to do with American history and American culture, American tradition, these things are under attack. And so to make a product that I know is going into people's homes where they can promote publicly their pride in our country is really special to me. And we just love making them. So thank you to everybody that's bought one. A lot of your listeners already have, and we would love to have more orders. So please, thank you.
Zegers, Z-E-G-E-R-S, Zegers, Freedom Flag. Flags.shop. Go there. And let's do a little bit of an infomercial for you right now, Morgan. Describe the variety of handmade wooden flags, different finishes available at your store. But don't mention the 5-foot one because that's just me. Carry on.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we started with just 2-foot and 3-foot, but now we offer 4. And apparently, I guess we could do the Gorka 5-foot flag if you want to reach out. But we do a variety of flags. And I personally love the classic or the Betsy Ross. We do the option with the circle of 13 original stars for the 13 original colonies during the Revolutionary War that was commissioned by George Washington. I personally love if you just get the plain, no burn on the white, and then we do a deep burn on the red stripes so that the natural grain of the wood really pops out. I love making these flags. And what we can offer too, we do a cedar option if you want to reach out to us. People like that because it makes like their bedroom smell nice and everything. So we can get creative. We also do many customizations. My dad loves playing with logos. He loves doing it for especially people that are retiring from the military or law enforcement. And we can really get creative. We also do state flags. But I will say it's a lot easier to do a Texas flag than a flag like Florida. One time I had to hand paint the Florida seal, and that took me many days.
What about the tyrant being killed on the Commonwealth of Virginia's flag? Have you ever done that?
I haven't. You know, I would love to, though.
All right. That might have to be a very special order. Zegersfreedomflags.shop. Do it today, guys. Seriously, you won't regret it. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 flags, I think, now already. And I paid for most of them. Morgan, you mentioned COVID. How does COVID factor in to your mission when you talk about the threat of communism, less as a political or ideological one, but better understood in terms of a loss of freedom? Does the lockdowns, the masks, the vaccine mandates, the school closures, what have you witnessed? Is it helping people understand, or has it actually been more destructive with more people being more afraid? What have you witnessed?
Oh, well, this alone could be a 1 hour at least conversation. I was laughing because I went through I have like a little box of memorabilia, and in that box is a late March 2020 article that I wrote for, I think, the Washington Times about how if we look at history, we have to understand that the left uses moments of a crisis where people are scared and insecure to grab power. And not only that, but to normalize their very radical ideas that most people wouldn't usually support in a normal, happy, prosperous time. And I told the story about Vladimir Lenin, who during the 1891 famine in his country, he was very well to do. And he talks about how he specifically didn't want to help people get in a better situation during a famine because he knew that they had to feel downtrodden and desperate in order to get them to mentally be willing to support his crazy ideas one day for the future of Russia. And look how that went. And so even somebody like Lenin has addressed this. People use that often of don't let a crisis go to waste. The left is very good at this. So I tried to warn about that. There's a video on my YouTube channel for the nonprofit in late March as well saying, do not give up your freedom in exchange for a false sense of security. Look at us now, almost 3 years later, and look where we are. It's very disturbing to me. It's very sad. People look at this, and I here's my evaluation. It could go one way or another, especially with young Americans. They are either going to grow up and despise the adults that put the problems they went through, the adults that made them suffer for so many years over this virus that kills less than 1% of the people that get it, or they are going to grow up and think that this is the proper role of government in their lives. They have either been brainwashed to agree that this is what government should be able to tell us to do, whether we should put a mask on our face when it makes no sense or not, what they can shut down our business or not, or they're going to be completely anti-government. And I'm really, really worried at this point that it's going the wrong way against the tide of freedom. So if we could communicate to our generation how dangerous this is and communist China's role in it, I think it's going to be great, but we need to take on that responsibility.
So you think COVID has actually made things worse?
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. Well, God bless you for fighting all the harder. It's the Morgan Zegers Show. She's joining the Salem Stable. Follow her on Twitter, on Instagram, at Morgan Zegers, and the webpage is fightsocialism.org. You're listening to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating every single day. Tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free, should be motivation enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. If you've waited so long and tried everything else only to fail to find relief, you know it makes sense. Do it today. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Morgan, you are a trooper. In the scant few years I've got to know you, I've never seen you falter or shirk from your mission to stop socialism and communism in America. Will you tell us, has that cost you anything? What has been the personal consequences for you for being such a truth teller?
Oh, I honestly, I am living the dream. I love this so much. It's an honor. And I do feel like I am providing a good service. I think life is all about service, serving others. And I'm concerned with my generation, partly because this all goes down to a lack of moral character. We don't live by a code anymore. And that most important code is to serve others, not yourself. So we're a very selfish generation, and I hope to fix that. At the end of the day, though, I mean, the left calls me sexist, misogynist, a boot licker, which I think is hilarious because they actually lick the boot of the big corporations and big government the most. I believe in freedom. And so I get called all these weird words like white supremacist and Nazi and bigot, but it's really an honor because I think if a communist wants you to F off the way they tell me to all the time, I take that as a badge of pride.
Any friendships lost because of your truth-telling determination and courage?
Plenty, but do you really want to be friends with someone that wants to try something like that in this country? I don't.
No. All right. So what is your message? You're talking to millions of people across the nation from, you know, tough places like California all the way through Texas and back to the swamp in D.C. If they haven't taken a stand on these issues, where should they start and how do you convince them? What would you say to them about the enormity of the threat?
Well, this is incredibly serious. I would say the most important thing for us to all do is better ourselves as individuals, focus on our families, focus on our communities, and state-level power, and that will improve the country as a whole. If we start to understand what it actually means to organize on a community and neighborhood level, we will have massive political power and move this country forward in a better way. We need to rethink community, rethink our personal lifestyles, and gain more independence away from the governments and the international supply chains around us, and we need to also rethink education. Those are the three key things to move this country in a better direction.
When you say community rethinking, are you talking about being more engaged or more self-sufficient? What does that mean to you?
All of those things. I think a lot of people are, first of all, worried about how many people are moving into communities that are more red and might turn them more purple. Well, one of the best things you can do is take that concept of peer rationale and introduce yourself to these new people. Make sure that they feel a part of the community and that you communicate clearly to them as a friend. You don't have to go in and start lecturing to them, but make sure that you are going to be the one to take up the mantle and let these new people know just why your community was so worthy of being moved into. It was because of policy and not the policies of places like California and New York. There's a major difference. The next thing is to focus on self-reliance and building independence. Remember, socialism is so bad because it gives the government economic and financial control of you and your family. If yeah. you can take care of yourself, you are going to be in a much, much better place, and you can also help others from that position. If you're reliant on the government, they're going to be able to control you one day, one way or another.
It's all about freedom. God bless you, Morgan Zegers. It's the Morgan Zegers Show, and it is fightsocialism.org. You've been listening to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, watch your six. Hold the line. Keep your head in a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, member today of the Pentagon's National Security Education Board. We have a packed show for you tonight with our regular guest, Conrad Black, a very special one-on-one with that fiery pestle of an anti-communist Morgan Zegers. We're going to have a former NFL player who's running for the Senate. And an individual who... hey, I got to talk protocols. Is Mr. G there?
I'm here.
What are the rules for slamming other radio corporations like Cumulus?
Go after it.
There's no problem, right?
Why wouldn't you?
Because they're scumbags.
Exactly.
I just want to make... Because you're the radio... I mean, when did you start working in radio, Mr. G?
2004.
Wow. So you know everything.
I know when things that are being said now on radio wasn't a problem.
Yes, when radio companies didn't have a list, a blacklist of things you're not allowed to say, like Cumulus does.
Or care about a tweet that isn't even controversial.
And gets a host fired.
Yes.
All right, well, let's do it. We're going to have Amber Athey, boom, unpersoned, fired by the libs at Cumulus from WMAL. Dan Bongino's been talking about it. Even my good friend Chris Plant from WMAL has mentioned it this morning. Well, we're going to give you the whole story. You don't want to miss it. But first, let's talk about geopolitics. Let's talk about the address that a beleaguered president of Ukraine gave to the UN today, hammering a certain member of the Security Council who is responsible for genocide and war crimes. Speaking through an interpreter, this is President Volodymyr Zelensky. Cut 12.
Yesterday, I returned from our city of Bucha, recently liberated from Russian troops, not far from Kyiv. So there is not a single crime that they would not commit there. The Russian military searched for and purposefully killed anyone who served our country. They shot and killed women outside their houses when they just tried to call someone who is alive. They killed entire families, adults and children.
They killed entire families, adults and children, as we read to you yesterday the details of a mayor of one of the towns in the suburbs of Kyiv, killed with her family, with her daughter, and thrown into a mass unmarked grave. Now let me, at the risk of getting heated, let me address some of the things that are being said about the war in Ukraine. Sadly, by some who pretend to be conservatives. I'm going to address them one by one. And Mr. G, you text me if I'm forgetting something. You really helped me out last time I did this, but I need to do it again. First, we've got people who are saying Ukraine deserved it. We've got people saying Vladimir Putin's the good guy. We've got people saying that because there were bio labs in Ukraine, it justifies the invasion. And we've got people saying NATO caused this by expanding. Let's walk through all of those. Ukraine, it's corrupt. Yeah, maybe. We know that it is the hotbed of corruption stories affecting the first family. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Jim Biden. We know that a Ukrainian oil and gas company was paying Hunter Biden $83,000 a month for a no-show job. We know that the current incumbent in the White House had a prosecutor investigating that company fired when he withheld $1 billion of U.S. aid. All of that is true. So what? How corrupt is D.C. right now? I mean, seriously, has it ever been more corrupt? I don't think so. I think in the history of this nation, we've never had an administration more corrupt than this one. Opening our borders with the chairman of the Joint Chief giving secret phone calls to communist China, undermining conservative presidents, with everything that's happening in terms of undermining the economy. Yeah. Massively corrupt, and a media that helps them. So, if that's true about America, would that justify China invading America? Would that justify the bombing of kindergartens in Boston by Russian strategic bombers? No, of course not. Because an administration isn't the nation. This is the problem with sanctions right now. We are negatively affecting millions of Russians with our sanctions against Russia. We're not really hurting Putin. Putin's the richest man in the world. He could care less. But we're hurting Russians. So the fact that Kyiv is problematic, it's not an excuse. So that's done. Number two, that Putin is some savior of Western civilization. He's an anti-globalist. Since when? Since when is that true? Just look at the history. Look at the evidence arrayed in front of you if you just search the phrase Russian war crimes. What has Russia done? Has Russia liberated any countries? Really liberated countries? Ask the Hungarians, ask my family members who fought for their freedom, for a government that represented them, and were crushed in the Hungarian Revolution as the Soviet tanks came in from Ukraine, from Romania, to stifle that call for liberty. Ask the Czechs, the Slovaks in 1968. Ask the Chechens a little bit more recently, who wanted their independence when the Soviet Union fell and resisted and went to war with Moscow, only to have their capital, Grozny, literally turned into rubble, into a sheet of glass by Vladimir Putin. That's the Russian definition of liberation. What about those notorious biolabs? Well, who built them? Who built the biolabs? The Soviet Union built the biolabs. Ukraine inherited them and kept them when the West said, hey, give your nukes back to Russia. You don't need the nukes. We'll protect you. They said, okay. And we very wisely said, okay, let's find out what's going on in those labs. Let's see what the Soviet Union illegally developed and find out antidotes and ways to resist if they are ever used against America or our allies. Even if we were building chemical weapons and bioweapons in Ukraine to use against Russia, in what scenario? Russia is the largest nation in the world. Its army is 20 times larger than the Ukraine. It has nuclear weapons. What's Russia afraid of? Us invading? Really? A nation of 11 time zones? What are we going to do there? Oh, and what's going to happen to the nuclear weapons when we cross one soldier's boot onto Russian soil? And as for the NATO expanded, NATO is a club. Imagine if one street of businesses used the same insurance company for their businesses, but one didn't and took umbrage. Does that mean that one company that doesn't want to use that insurance company gets to burn down the other businesses? Of course it doesn't. So the idea that NATO caused this is sheer insanity. At the end of the day, the Kremlin is doing what it does best: oppressing, murdering, and killing children and unarmed civilians. Show me the proof to the contrary, and then we'll have a discussion. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe right now to America First. Go to Spotify, punch in my name. Never, ever miss an episode. This is the Salem Radio Network.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.